Have you been urged to do something entirely out of your comfort zone? Want to break boundaries, put yourself to the test, and live life on the edge? We've got the solution. Embarking on an extreme adventure in one of the planet's most remote areas. Are you drawn to the allure of distant travel? Whether you prefer more passive leisure at home, in front of the television or computer, or engaging in activities, if you would rather play slots with bonus games for free, it is entirely up to you. Or perhaps the prospect of immersing yourself in a wholly unfamiliar environment appeals to you. If you seek an unforgettable, once-in-a-lifetime experience, simply continue reading. Traveling to remote regions. Before we look at some of the most remote areas on Earth to travel to, we'll discuss some general aspects of traveling to faraway places. First things first, it's not for everyone. Lots of us want comfort and safety when we go on vacation. When you're in a remote place, you don't always get the level of comfort you're used to. Plus, depending on where you are, it might not be as safe or secure as you'd expect. Remote areas don't always have the same facilities, amenities, and infrastructure as popular tourist-friendly destinations. Many of us enjoy going to places that attract lots of tourists because we know everything we need will be there. The same can't be said for remote places. You could end up visiting a place that doesn't have bus services or only has one shop that isn't stocked well, for example. Going on extreme adventures. When we say extreme adventures, we really mean extreme sports or any sort of physical activity that pushes you to the edge, breaks boundaries, and challenges you. If you're thinking of stepping out of your comfort zone and doing an extreme activity of some kind, here are some things to bear in mind. Don't push yourself too much. Know your limits, and don't try to do anything unreasonable for the sake of it. Know what you're doing. Don't just book an activity because it sounds good. Look into it and make sure you're aware of everything involved. Choose reputable companies. Research every company you consider working with. If there's a red flag of any kind, move on to the next one on your list. Be prepared. Whatever you're doing, don't just approach it with no experience. Even if you're told you don't need experience, getting some beforehand is still a good idea. Extreme adventures in remote regions. If you're keen to do something completely wild and adventurous in a distant, seldom visited part of the Earth, great. Here are just a few ideas to get you started. Pursue one of these and see where you end up, or develop your own ideas. Ice climbing in Greenland. Though its name suggests otherwise, Greenland is actually quite an icy country. Iceland, on the other hand, is mostly green. Greenland is home to many excellent opportunities for ice climbing and a host of other winter sports. While it's roughly 3 times the size of Texas, its population is very small, with only around 57,000 people calling the country home. In fact, it's the least densely populated country in the world. That being said, it welcomes over 100,000 tourists a year. There are many particularly remote settlements throughout the country. The town of Itäkorttormiit is well known for being a far-off town that's not the easiest to access. It lies north of the Arctic Circle, and as you'd expect, there are plenty of opportunities for exploration nearby, including ice climbing. Sandboarding in Mongolia. Mongolia is the world's second most sparsely populated country. It covers an area of over 1.5 million square kilometers, yet it's only home to around 3.3 million people. While many would consider it off the beaten track, it's worth visiting, if only for its vast deserts. Sandboarding is a popular activity here, thanks to the country's huge dunes. Some stretch for dozens of kilometers and can reach a height of several hundred meters. If you make it all the way to the deserts of Mongolia, you might as well try some cycling if you can. Believe it or not, many people enjoy cycling in the desert. It's more challenging than cycling on hard surfaces, but it can be rewarding. Immersive tours on Easter Island. Easter Island is, of course, famous for its many statues, or moai, that are found around the island. These are monolithic representations of people, almost all with overly large heads and no legs. There are over 1,000 of them across the island, and most of them are around 4 meters high. Back to Easter Island, there are all sorts of tours you can go on that let you see the island up close. Learn about the place's fascinating history, discover the Moai, and why they were built. Half, full and multi-day tours, hikes, and even scuba diving sessions are available. Hiking in Tristan da Cunha. Tristan da Cunha is a remote collection of volcanic islands in the South Atlantic Ocean. There are several islands in the archipelago, and only one of them, also called Tristan da Cunha, is permanently inhabited. There's no landing strip for planes. The only way to get here is by ship from Cape Town, a journey that takes 6 days. The sole settlement, Edinburgh of the Seven Seas, is home to 238 people. As a volcanic island, Tristan da Cunha has great hiking opportunities. If you ever decide to visit the most remote populated region on the planet, you've got to explore it. Set off on a hike and take in the stunning views of the South Atlantic Ocean as you make your way up the volcanic slopes. Why go on extreme adventures in remote regions? The world is huge, and even if you lived for thousands of years, you wouldn't come close to seeing it all. Life is short, and there's no point in letting it pass you by. Instead, take it for all it's worth and make the most of your time. Push yourself to the limits by traveling to a remote region and going on an extreme adventure. Throw yourself in at the deep end and create memories that will last a lifetime. You might even learn a thing or two about yourself in the process. When it comes to extreme adventures in remote regions, we've only just scratched the surface. There are so many incredible opportunities out there. Some of them might be challenging to reach, but the journey can be just as enjoyable as the destination. Do some research and get a trip booked. You only live once.